now back to the Jen and Joe Show.
The Jen and Joe Show.
Keeping you connected with the stories people are really talking about.
Jen and Joe.
On Talk 1410, The Buzz of Vancouver.
Talk 1410, The Buzz of Vancouver. Talk1410.com. On the 26th of January at 8:51.
Sunshine today, but cold and crisp overnight, especially with that 70% chance of snow flurries. We will be looking at some snow tomorrow, mixed in with rain throughout the day, and then kind of looks like Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It's going to be mostly clouds and showers, hopefully washing away whatever rain we do get. But yeah, 5 to 10 centimeters, they're saying, for tomorrow. Right now, it's minus 6.
Of course, Phantom of the Opera, the longest-running show in Broadway history, celebrating an anniversary, opened on Broadway on this day in 1988.
Still one of my favorites.
Still one of the best. One of the stars of Scream and the old wireless. His name is Jeremy Crittenden. He's a fellow broadcaster and an actor. Jeremy, nice to meet you, finally. How are you?
Yeah, it's nice to see you guys. Thanks for having me in. I'm really good.
Phantom is not on your resume, but you've done so much. Are you a fan of Phantom?
You know what? I'm sad to admit, I actually haven't seen Phantom.
You haven't seen it?
What?
I know. I had one opportunity when I was in elementary school. I lived in Medicine Hat, and it was on tour to Calgary to the Jubilee. Mm-hmm. And there was a big field trip going up, but I hadn't cleaned my room. So I didn't get to go.
Really?
That was my chance to see Phantom, so it's a heartbreak.
So what you've seen, probably all the majors like Les Mis and Cats and Joseph and stuff. Is there any one in particular that you thought, this is the penultimate production?
You know what? I really love, there's a show that's still playing in New York and in London, and I think that there's a production in California of Wicked, which I think is an absolutely incredible musical. It's sort of about the backstory of the Wicked Witch of the West in Wizard of Oz.
Right.
And it's an incredible new musical, and it's so fun to watch and an incredible experience.
You're starring in an off-Broadway hit called Altar Boys, and I've read a lot about this. It's basically, it's not really parodying boy bands, but it's sort of like a Christian take on a boy band.
Yeah, we're a Christian boy band, and when you come to see the show, you're coming to see the final performance of our Raise the Praise tour. And it's a comedy. The show's very, very funny, and it is a bit of a send-up, but it's more of a send-up of boy bands than it is, poking fun at religion or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think the show's done well?
I think it's the kind of thing where, you can come, you have a great time, and it's a lot of fun to watch, and it's really, mm-hmm. really funny. But underneath all of that, there's a really good message to it. And it's a message that, you can connect to whether you are religious or not religious. So it's a really good, fun time, and you leave the theater feeling better about yourself, feeling uplifted. At least we hope you do.
Now, unfortunately, though, when you sort of veer into religious territory, mm-hmm. obviously there's people going to be on both sides of the equation.
Yeah.
Some thinking that you're mocking religion. Other people are just thinking, maybe religious people should just lighten up. Where does it sort of ride down? Is it down sort of right straight down the middle on this situation?
Yeah, I think it walks a pretty fine line. We say that it's never mean-spirited, and it isn't. If you go through the script and you watch the show, we're never really taking a stab at anybody. We're never, making cheap shots at religious people of any faith. We're taking more shots at boy bands, mm-hmm. I think, in pop culture than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty fun show.
So in the show, it's Raise the Praise?
That's right.
It's our Raise the Praise tour. It's their final show. What's happened? Why are they quitting? Or are they quitting, breaking up? Or why is it their final show?
Well, it's the final show of the tour, and we decide to do a couple of special things. And at the end of the show, I think it leaves it open as to whether or not the Altar Boys will continue on and do another tour or continue making albums and music together, or will they all go their separate ways? But, it's the kind of band where they're not, it's not a Christian boy band that's packing stadiums, mm-hmm. We talk about that we've been going to bingo halls and youth group rallies
the
all
Legion.
Across. Exactly, places like that. And then here we are tonight we're at the Surrey Arts Center, mm-hmm. so...
Jeremy Crittenden is our guest starring in Altar Boys, which is at the Surrey Arts Center?
Yeah, we're tonight for the rest of the week at the Surrey Arts Center.
And then you're taking it around to other municipalities.
Yeah, we go to West Vancouver yet, Burnaby, Mission, right. Maple Ridge. We're going to even head into the interior for a week.
Now, you're probably of the age where, were you young enough to have enjoyed the boy band thing from the fan perspective?
Absolutely.
Were you more NSYNC or BSB?
Oh, so NSYNC. Are you kidding?
Okay. So were you known, did you have like the full-length mirror and you were kind of doing your own routines in the privacy of your home and stuff?
I don't know if I was busting out the dance moves at home so much, but I've definitely always loved to sing, so I was always singing along to that kind of music. And yeah, I think I was in high school at the time when all of that was really, really huge, so I was definitely into that.
So how much choreography goes into Altar Boys?
It's tough. It's... Right. you know, the show is quite short. It's 90 minutes, so we're up there for an hour and a half. But it is a very intense 90 minutes. We never leave the stage once. We're always moving and always doing stuff. So
is that one of the harder parts? Because I would think just memorizing lines is probably tough. Remembering lyrics and, you know, overcoming nerves and not being scared. But the dancing, was that kind of hard for you? Or?
Yeah, of the, like, you know, performers talk about being triple threat, right?
Yeah.
Singing, acting, dancing. And for me, dancing is the lowest on my on my threat. So for me, that's always a challenge. But, you know, we worked really, really hard. And our choreographer, Sarah Jean Hosey, just did a fantastic job of really capturing that boy band style, but making us look good doing it, and but also challenging us, too, so that it was never really... It wasn't easy to pick up right away. We really did have to work at it. And that makes a better show, I think.
I know that you've got a lot of singing on your resume, but what about your colleagues on stage? Because there's four others.
Yeah, four others.
Three playing fellow Christians and one playing a Jewish role.
That's right. We have one Jewish member of the Altar Boys.
Okay, so like musically, are you all kind of, pardon the pun, in sync?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny because we never auditioned together.
Right.
We all auditioned separately, and that's sort of rare for an ensemble show. And I know it was one of the things that, you know, the director and the musical director were a little tense about. Are these guys going to sound good when we bring them together?
Mm-hmm.
You know, three of the guys live in Toronto, so it was no real opportunity for us to get together and practice first. But honestly, on the first day of rehearsal, we started working on the opening number of the show, and we all just stopped and looked around and thought, it's perfect. The blend is right there. It's so nice. Yeah.
Any music that particularly is going to be resonating on people's minds as they leave the theater?
You know, there's a song called Epiphany that is an absolute showstopper, and the guy that sings it, Dave Hurwitz, just does an incredible job. As a matter of, like, the house goes crazy before the song is even done every night, without fail. He does such a fantastic job of this number.
And I also read an article on the production, and I think it was your quote. You were basically saying that if somebody walked in not knowing this was a production, they might actually think this is an actual boy band.
Well, it's set up like a concert. It looks like a concert set that you'd see, you know, on a small tour. And... you know, the boys are talking directly to the audience. You are really coming to see a concert, more than a typical musical. And that's great. It's a lot of fun for us. But I think sometimes, you know, we also get audience members that come in expecting to see a musical about a group of Altar Boys.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so there's that first few minutes where they're like, oh, this is not at all what I expected it to be. But, you know, everybody leaves with such a smile on their face.
You probably don't get the same treatment, though, as Justin Timberlake with the panties on stage and stuff like that.
I haven't had panties yet. We did actually get, though, this weird package at the Surrey Arts Center from somebody that read about it in the paper.
Uh-huh.
And so we got this big manila envelope shoved with all this stuff and ribbon on it, no return address, duct tape, and a picture of us taped on the front of it. And we were all listening to see if it was ticking and how much anthrax is going to be in this package. But it ended up being somebody that was, you know, a really fervent believer. And they sent us this stack of CDs, like dozens of CDs that they had hand-labeled all this Christian music for us to, I guess, take home, and a New Testament that looked like a personal copy of the New Testament with scriptures cut out and pasted on the back, and it was really intense.
Now, you also, of course, we know you as a fellow colleague in our industry. How are you juggling the two very different careers?
It's tough. I can't imagine I'll be taking a vacation anytime soon, that's for sure. But, you know, it's good. I'm you know, it's nice when you're doing a musical because, you know, the schedule is pretty easy right now. You know, we have shows basically in the evenings except for Saturdays. We have a daytime show on Saturdays. So it's, you can kind of make it fit. I'm tired. I don't think I've had a day off since Christmas, but it's really gratifying. You know, you feel really, really good at the end of the day. I love what I do in both careers that I have. So,
well, and the other thing is that, as we know only too well, this career can come to an end real fast.
Yeah.
So
and,
all of a sudden, you can
have
a whole bunch of extra free time.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, let's talk about the touring schedule of this, because you said Altar Boys is on right now at the Surrey Arts Center through till the end of the month?
Yeah, till the 31st.
And then I've got the schedule here. It takes place at K Meek Center in West Van February 2nd, in Mission, in Burnaby, in Maple Ridge, Coquitlam, and then you head to some small town, B.C. How do you think it's going to be received there?
You know, we're always a little bit nervous about, like, you know, heading into a new city and going, oh, okay, well, you know, are people really going to enjoy the show? But like I said, I think the message is there, and I don't think that this isn't an offensive show. You know, we haven't seen anybody stand up and walk out. And that's a good sign to me. You know, I think if we were to have offended somebody, we would have done it by now. We've had enough people come to the show. So I think it'll go over well. You know, it's a show that young people really, really like. But at the same time, you know, we look out into the crowd sometimes and we go like, okay, we've got a lot of seniors here today. I hope they like this. I hope they think this is funny. And by the end of it, they've got a grin from ear to ear and they're clapping along. So I think it's going to go over well.
So it's appropriate for everyone and then?
Absolutely, ages, absolutely. Right. You can bring the whole family.
You know, it sounds like a lot of fun, Jamie. Yeah. I'm looking to check this out. Thank you so much. It's Altar Boys, and you can find out more information by going to our website.
Mm-hmm.
We got
the link up there.
Don't we?
We will have the link
we
up
We will
there.
Have it up there. Give us a little time. We'll have it up there at talk1410.com. Pleasure meeting you. Thank
Thanks,
you so much.
Jeremy.
Thanks a lot, guys.
It is 9 o'clock at Talk 1410.